This news story was written by Sophia Nguyen. Here are our predictions for what Obama's reading in 2024. After taking office in 2009 and almost every July since, Barack Obama has shared his summer reading with the public. It's become something of an annual ritual in the publishing world. The former president's literary endorsement boosts a book's profile roughly as much as winning a National Book Award, according to Kristen McLean, an analyst at Circana, which tracks book sales. Neither Donald Trump nor Joe Biden has opted to take up the tradition. Bookworld once again analyzed Obama's past picks to make our best guesses at which recent titles might be on this summer's list. A couple of notes on methodology. This year's predictions lean heavily on fiction, in part because Obama generally adds more nonfiction to his best of lists, posted in December. They're also limited to books published this calendar year. Though the former president sometimes picks books that are a little older, in recent years he's favored new releases. 1. A basketball book, There's Always This Year, by Hanif Abdurraqib. This is a consistent category on Obama's list, and it's easy to see this memoir catching his eye. Abdurraqib writes with bruised romanticism about sports fandom, hometown heroes, and his deep, complicated love for Columbus, Ohio. Also, Abdurraqib's essay collection, A Little Devil in America, made it on the 2022 summer list. So we know the author is already on the former president's radar. 2. An overtly ambitious sports novel, Godwin, by Joseph O'Neill. It's a gamble to allot another precious slot to a book about sports. And yet, this mashup of office satire about a group of technical writers in Pittsburgh and globe-trotting adventure about a scheme to find a soccer prodigy somewhere in Africa feels like a real contender exploring the workings of the world economy. 3. What about A Different Meditation on Work, Help Wanted, by Adele Waldman? Help Wanted has nothing to do with The Beautiful Game, but it does explore the nature of labor, following the lives of a group of employees at a big box store. Waldman endearingly portrays the struggles and dreams of everyday people who are trying to make life a little better, wrote The Post's Becky Malone. 4. A Lyrical Portrait of Desire, All Fours, by Miranda July. Okay, this one might be a stretch. The Post's fiction critic Ron Charles said he had never reviewed a novel this explicit. But if you squint, you can see the connection between some of Obama's past recommendations, including Lauren Groff's Fates and Furies, Tayari Jones's An American Marriage, Raven Lalani's Luster, and Sally Rooney's Normal People, and where it might point. We know Obama likes to keep up with the literary moment, and 2024 has brought an unusual superabundance of troubled marriage lit. See also Splinters, This American Ex-Wife, and Consent. In a crowded field, July seems to have written the book that's blowing up everyone's DMs and group chats. 5. The History Your Dad's Bringing to the Pool, The Demon of Unrest, by Eric Larson. In an embarrassment of riches, both Larson and Hampton Sides published new works of narrative history in 2024. But since Obama picked up David Grand's The Wager last summer, maybe he'll turn away from high seas adventurism and toward the Civil War. That The Splendid and the Vile was recommended in 2020 also gives Larson an extra edge. 6. Immigrant Family Saga, Real Americans, by Rachel Kong. Kong's novel, telling the story of three generations of a Chinese-American family, uses a lightly sci-fi twist to probe questions that seem close to Obama's heart. How much of our destiny is of our own making? What do we do with our inheritance, whether financial, genetic, cultural, or emotional? Can children ever truly forge their own path independent from their parents? 7. Tech Criticism About the Sad Limits of Our Attention, Filter World, by Kyle Chayka. Obama has previously recommended Nicholas Carr's The Shallows, Shoshana Zuboff's The Age of Surveillance Capitalism, and Jenny O'Dell's How to Do Nothing. And so Chayka's argument that algorithms are flattening culture seems like an intuitive next title for the to-be-read pile. 8. A Sweeping History with Ripped from the Headlines Relevance, Smoke and Ashes, by Amitav Ghosh. Ghosh's book stretches from 18th-century China and India to America's current opioid crisis. The Post's Becca Rothfeld wrote in her review that this impressive history of the opium industry is an attempt to acknowledge the historical agency of botanical matter, to understand the drug as an actor in its own right. 9. Literary Suspense, The God of the Woods, by Liz Moore. Obama has a penchant for literary crime fiction. Dennis Lehane and S.A. Cosby are list regulars, and generally prefers ones set in America. So despite his love of Colm Tóibín and Paula Hawkins, it's safe to say that Tana French's latest won't show up, even if it does star an honorable retired cop from Chicago. Since Obama put Moore's previous novel, Long Bright River, on his Best of 2020 list, it's safe to guess that this one, about class tensions and moody adolescence at an Adirondack summer camp, is on his bedside table. 10. Historical Fiction with a Twist, James, by Percival Everett. Surprisingly, Obama has yet to express much interest in Everett's fiction. Maybe the domestic subject matter is too bitter, the meta-literary gamesmanship too arch. Or even more simply, Obama doesn't pick up a lot of comic fiction. But James, Everett's riff on Huck Finn, is the author's biggest commercial swing yet. Plus, this year brought an extra nudge from Hollywood in the form of American Fiction, Cord Jefferson's Oscar-winning adaptation of Erasure. The arguably safer pick, Wandering Stars by Tommy Orange, an alumnus of the 2018 year-end list. 11. The New One by Amor Towles, Table for Two. Obama seems like a fan, highlighting The Lincoln Highway in 2021 and A Gentleman in Moscow in 2017. And the author came out with a new book this spring. Then again, Obama doesn't typically recommend story collections. 12. Probably Not, Great Expectations by Vincent Cunningham. Cunningham's debut novel seems in many ways like a natural fit for the summer list. It was praised by Ron Charles for how elegantly Cunningham explores the mind of this young black man struggling to divine his role in a nation woven from money and faith. And it seems particularly indebted to Marilyn Robinson, one of Obama's favorite authors. But there's a crucial deal-breaker. It's hard to imagine the former president endorsing a novel about his 2008 campaign, written by a former assistant in his White House. That said, he has highlighted books by Ben Rhodes and, of course, Michelle Obama.